This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
And not on a football Friday. The Eddie Scazzeri, what's up? We've got cool games coming up. Week 7 of the NFL at 5:25. We've got so much to get to. What's up, Al?
You know, in some ways, Jerry, I'd love for it to be week 7 in the NFL. In other days, I couldn't imagine.
Week 7 in the NFL?
Yeah, because that would mean that we'd have all of this terrible winter rain.
That is true.
Cold to get through.
And yesterday was lovely, wasn't it?
I just want to get to summer, Jerry.
Can I give you some good news?
Yeah.
You're going to have very good weather starting tomorrow.
All right.
Like, very good. Next week, we're talking mid-70s and sunny.
Is that right?
Not summer, but very close to summer.
That is very close, Jerry. Yesterday, Jerry, as I was perusing Twitter in the afternoon, I saw O.J. Simpson died.
Yeah, that we got that news about. It was right after we did the podcast, actually.
Oh, really?
That news came out at about 10:40 a.m. yesterday.
All right. 10:40, O.J. Simpson died.
It's funny. Someone comes over to me and they're like, "You got O.J.?" I'm like, "Yeah, he's dead." They're like, "What are you going to do with that?" I'm like, "Nothing. I'm going to say he died and move on."
I'm going to say O.J.'s dead.
That's it.
76 years old. So I saw, Adam Schefter, all the not only news people tweeting about it, but the football people were tweeting about mm-hmm. it. So I saw, the first one I saw was Ian Rappaport, and I was like, oh, let me look at the comments and want to see if people are just like calling OJ a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
No, Jerry, I could not believe the love OJ Simpson was getting from rando Twitter people. Under Ian Rappaport's
post. I'll do you one better.
Wild.
Eddie, is it possible? Do you record right now, or do you have the ability to go back and grab something real quick for me?
I can do that.
You do me a favor and go back to, I believe it was 3:53 this morning, and get the caller to Alvin about OJ.
A fella named Mike McMahon said, 3:55 a.m., that OJ call and their reaction is worth playing on the morning show.
That's okay. That's funny. I didn't even realize that was there.
And then he gave me the quote, which I'll save and we'll hear it.
I'm sitting
live.
There like, what am I listening to?
Yeah. Yeah, it was bizarre to see people like, let's not forget OJ was a great football player. No, OJ killed two people. And he didn't just kill them. He essentially took their heads off.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware. I know.
I was so obsessed with the O.J. Simpson thing.
I'm not even kidding. Is this where like the fascination of the whole murder stuff?
No, this was my fascination with like race in America and the idea that a jury could be so stupid and be presented with DNA facts that were 99.9999 that OJ was the only one who could have possibly done it.
Right.
And still letting a guy go, being able to see for me, the first time where somebody could be a murderer with all of the evidence against them. And because you had enough money to hire losers that defend
celebrity staff of attorneys. Yeah.
Yeah. That you could get away, literally get away with murder in America.
Yeah.
And then watching the live reactions and be like, whether that be on the Oprah show or like we're there. Yeah. And black people jumping up and cheering and white people sitting there sullen. It was so bizarre. Yeah.
As the many times throughout our history, a very, very much a country divided.
But that was the one that I just could. I understand if you're for Trump, against Trump, for Biden, against Biden. You could not, I don't know, as a human being with a brain, you could look at the evidence against OJ and think, yes, he's innocent. And they pull out all weird theories, people who believed OJ. Well, his son helped him. Based on what information, you morons? It used to drive me insane, Jerry. Like, I used to, when I would meet people for the first time, if I was at, like, we're going, we have a big event tomorrow night. If this were back, like, in the OJ days.
Sure.
When I would meet new people, I would always ask, like, oh, do you think OJ killed two people? If they even hesitated, I would think I'm dealing with a moron here. I must get away from them.
I understand.
And it was just so strange why that fell on racial lines. It just didn't make any sense.
And yet we lived right through it.
We lived right through it.
The whole thing. How many of those attorneys? So OJ's now passed. I know Robert Kardashian has passed away.
Johnny Cochran died.
I was going to ask you. How many are
Big,
there?
Big fat F. Lee Bailey, that old douche.
Is he alive?
Dead.
So most of them, if not all of them, have passed. And what about Marsha?
Marsha Clark.
She was the prosecuting attorney.
Yeah. And is Christopher Darden, I believe they're still alive.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was interesting listening to, and I didn't listen to much of it because as soon as I heard OJ, I moved on. I wasn't interested in a whole day of OJ Simpson coverage. Don't care. Whatever. He's gone. We move on. But there was, it depended upon who you listened to. Some were telling amazing stories about his, and the football career, like, is part of his story. Like, there is OJ the football player, and then there is OJ the loser. It's all part of a big story for sure. I'm not saying there isn't. But it's like, you can't take it seriously if you spend most of your time on OJ the football player and very little time on the other stuff where he should have spent the rest of his life in prison. So I was OJ'd out, and I wasn't really, honestly, I love the fact that it happened yesterday. And I was talking to BT and Sal, and Sal's the one who's like, what do we do on OJ? And BT's like, nothing. Let's get back to the Yankees. I'm like, great. Perfect. Move on.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I found the phone call.
Can you listen? You didn't hear this.
I did not.
I did as I was parking the car. I almost drove right into a pole.
I present Peter and Lawrence.
And there's something else I want to talk about.
Sure.
OJ is deceased. He was a great football player. He made a mistake.
A mistake.
Two people paid. But he should be remembered as a great football player who rushed 2,000 yards in one season.
This is a real caller.
Yeah.
This wasn't staged.
And if Caitlyn Jenner wants to say good riddance, that's her prerogative.
Yeah, I understand. Thanks for the call, Peter. You know what's a mistake?
Oh, my God.
When you cheat off your classmate.
That's enough. Wow. Just wow. What are we doing?
This is what we're doing. This is what we were doing back then.
Oh my. And still doing in 2024.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy for the Goldman family and the Brown family and that they don't have to see OJ making fantasy football picks online or people loving OJ or running into OJ at a restaurant or on a golf course. Goodbye, OJ, you loser.
Mm. Amazing.
You jerk.
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see a couple other things. I actually thought more celebrities would be with the, well, OJ was a great man, blah, 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 blah. But most of the things I saw, like Stephen A. Smith said OJ was guilty. Caitlyn Jenner tweeted the good riddance. Kyle Brandt, for whatever reason, released a video where he said, here's what I think of OJ's legacy, and he just called him a murderer, but then he deleted it.
We have the audio, actually, I believe, somewhere.
Which is funny because Kyle Brandt was part of the Jim Rome show back when Jim Rome was, you know.
Go ahead. You say it.
Fun and hardcore and was great. And that was all during the, I mean, they just pummeled.
Kyle Brandt was part of Jim Rome back then?
I think the part of it, yeah. Definitely not 94, 95, but the OJ killing two people lived on in the Jim Rome show for decades. I don't know if they still get references to it, but so he did that, but then he deleted it. Jeremy Schapp said, am I filled with sorrow today? I am not.
I heard of Jeremy Schapp. He was one that I thought was very good in discussing the complexity of him trying to decipher the two different people. He's like, at the end of the day, you can't. I mean, the guy that ran for 2,000 yards is the same guy that did this heinous crime. That's the story.
Yeah.
I thought he was very good. Like, you're not sad about it. You move on.
I might start asking people that again that I meet. You think OJ killed two people? If I get any hesitation, just walk away.
I wonder if my kids even know about OJ.
Probably not.
I mean, so Matthew's 19. So he was born in 04, which is a decade after this happened.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty good with the sports. I'm wondering how much he actually knows about the Simpson case. I should have asked him yesterday. I didn't even think of it.
It's interesting because when you get some distance between it, and then if you see something like maybe articles came out because OJ died, and once you see the mountain of evidence again, you're like, this guy can't believe.
I remember it at the time. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Yep. I know.
It was absolute insanity. Then the good thing, though, that yesterday we did get a lot of clips of Norm MacDonald, who has also passed away.
Yes.
People were putting out the montage of all the times Norm MacDonald mocked OJ on Weekend Update. So that was fun to see.
Let me ask you this. This is a weird question. This ties into this and the Masters in a weird way. Who do you think got more back pages or front pages, OJ or Tiger Woods?
OJ.
Because Tiger, I think, was 90-something straight days with the whole cheating scandal. You think OJ was more?
Yeah, I do. I think OJ, that thing just went on forever. Because when it first happened, then the court case, and they had, as you mentioned, all those lunatics, F. Lee Bailey, Robert Kardashian, Johnny Cochran, Darden, Clark, they were all became Cato Kalin, that loser who could have put OJ in jail with his testimony. I don't remember anything. I'm Cato, you jerk. And of course, radio, being the losers we are, hires Cato Kalin to do a show.
We did?
Not we, but the industry. Yeah. Cato had a talk show.
You're kidding me.
On KLSX in Los Angeles.
Wow, I was not aware. Why would I be? Jerk. Wasn't in Los Angeles.
That guy's a jerk, too. Put him in jail, Jerry.
It's amazing. You put in OJ New York Post covers. My God, are there a lot of them. I mean, Jesus.
I will say the great Mark Norman, Jerry, he's a stand-up comedian, very popular. He tweeted, quote, I didn't do it, signed cancer. That was good. That I enjoyed. That's hilarious.
That is kind of Mark Furman. Remember that name?
Oh, that guy, that dope is the guy who ended up getting OJ free.
Wow. I'm just looking at all this stuff, all these headlines now. OJ goes golfing. He's back with him. He's sticking his head through I guess this was after the Vegas incident.
Yeah.
And he was in jail and then back out of jail. And then the Furman one here is, where is that? Oh my gosh. This is wild. Man, Furman takes the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
Hmm.
By the way, OJ used to be on the board for Infinity Broadcasting.
Why?
After
this?
No.
Oh, God.
Before he whacked two people, Jerry.
Right. I was going to say, what the hell?
Oh, everyone loved OJ. Wow. Oh, OJ was the best.
Well, prior to this, he was a pitch man. He was, again, I am not comparing the two in terms of what they did. But when you think about image, think about Tiger's image prior to the whole thing with his wife and then finding out that he was trying to have sex with everything, right? Every woman that he came across, and the way his image from that, it's clearly come back. But for a while there, you went from No, Tiger, no way. OJ, again, I'm not talking about this is murder. This is not what Tiger did. Tiger's a grown man. He can do that stuff if he wants. Just cost him his marriage. But the image of OJ prior to that was squeaky. Remember The Naked Gun?
Yeah.
We loved him in that movie.
Right. Even though there was tons of evidence that he beat his wife many times.
But did we know about that prior to the murders? I don't feel like we did.
People around the couple knew about it because she had told a bunch of them, he's going to kill me one day.
But in terms of publicly, we didn't know that. And all we saw was the image and the Hollywood OJ. That's all we knew.
Yeah. But also not fair. Everyone used to just be like, he killed Nicole Brown Simpson and a waiter.
I know.
A rando waiter.
Well, it's kind of like what Eddie's always said, if anything happens to us when Boomer's
right.
around.
Right.
Well, Boomer and four others.
Right. And perish in a plane crash.
Wow, right, yes.
We always hear all the time, you always see, Jerry, you see like people have shirts or they'll go, F cancer, right?
Yeah.
We see that. We'll give you this one, cancer. Cancer, we're going to give you this one.
Good Lord.
Applaud. Good job, cancer, on this one. Most of the time, you do suck.
I wonder if anybody's made a shirt yet with that, with his face.
Yay, cancer. Good job, cancer. Way to go.
Holy crap.
Oh, and he got prostate cancer, too. That's the worst. You would get cancer anywhere having to do with your wiener. That's
awful.
Not a good one.
Is what that is, yes. For anybody else that gets it.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Correct.
Why don't you tell us some good stuff there?
Here's what I wish. That instead of Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden, I wish they threw my main man, Michael the Bull, up there. We'd have thrown OJ's ass right in jail to the electric chair.